Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An important workshop on large animal rescue set for this weekend at Eastern Kentucky University. Jim Farr chairs undergraduate studies at EKU's School of Safety, Security, and Emergency Management.
One of the things that we find is, especially being here in horse country, that students want to learn more about how to deal with large animals during emergencies such as a fire, wrecks where the animals are entrapped or where they get loose on an interstate, for instance. How do we deal with these animals appropriately?
Appropriately and safely for emergency responders.
If they're trapped in some type of situation, how do we get them out safely, taking care of both the animal, but more importantly, how do we take care of the rescuer?
Budget considerations have precluded this year opening the workshop to non-students.
This year, we're limiting the class to just our students here on campus. We're doing a few things differently. Obviously, budget changes have forced some things, but Bart Powell, who is a rescuer here in Kentucky, is leading the training for us this year, and we will be using mostly mannequins that we're doing, but the students will get to go out on farms and see animals being rescued. They won't actually get to touch them. Liability issues are changing how we do things.
In a minute, how students, future industry leaders, may put these skills to use. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back today with EKU's Jim Farr, chair of the School of Safety, Security, and Emergency Management. In their large animal rescue workshop opening tomorrow through Sunday, students completing the training receive industry accreditation, useful for many related career paths.
The other thing is many of the skills that are learned for large animal can transfer to any other type of rescue or other types of situation. We're talking about mechanics and ropes and how to move things, and when we apply that to an animal that will kick you or do other things to you, then it becomes more important. So these are skill sets that they need regardless.
In first responder training, Farr says the learned skill set here is important for individuals on the front line or in the front office.
So if they better understand what is happening and why the time required to make things happen safely, then we wind up with a better response overall.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.